You're listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
Right. Second Life and Linden Lab are trademarks or registered trademarks of Linden Research Incorporated. All rights reserved. No infringement is intended. This fan site is no way affiliated or endorsed by either Linden Lab or Second Life. Christ. Fucking lawyers.
Stories Podcast.
Opening. Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And that's a podcast, P-O-D-cast. Fuck you, Apple. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally you'll hear a 100-word story all by its lonesome, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, let's see here. Steven the Nuclear Man picked the topic of Nightingale, and we've got a bunch of stories in about Nightingale. Joy. Let's find out who won last week so we know who will go first this week. And then... I'm just trying to fill time here. That's Daphne Abernathy of Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara and Second Style. Okay, all sorts of stuff. Just go to freaking show notes and look up the links and just click away and see all the good stuff. So congratulations, Daphne. And Daphne was the second in the big contest won a few weeks ago. So here we go with Daphne Abernathy.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, which can be found at daphneandtamara.com, and Second Style Stylecast, which can be found at stylecast.secondstyle.com. And here's my submission for the 100 Word Weekly Story Challenge, week 102. This week's topic, Nightingale. We don't hear many birds down here, but we can hear the nightingales. Their song comes through the sewer grates. It's the only music we have. The children can whistle their tune. Lovers dance to the sound. It is something that reminds us of life on the surface, before it happened. When the nightingales stop singing, we begin to worry. Did something frighten them away? Was it a cat? A larger bird? Or worse? We hold our breaths, keep silent, and wait.
Thank you, Daphne, for continuing this story. Wonder what will come next in the sewers. The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent for me to link. No rookies this week. Nobody is taking up the challenge from the benches and from the masses. Is it my hair? Are they scared of my hair? Well, here's somebody that isn't scared of my hair. It's the first of the veterans, and that's Steven the Nuclear Man. By the way, the voting last week, neck and neck. But, you know, Daphne, just by one. But Steven the Nuclear Man is ready to take up the challenge once again, and here is his story.
Cherry blossoms perfume the air, decorating it with the fall of their petals. I stand before her, my katana soiled with the blood of her enemies. Her rescued family is my wedding offering. I have read the tales of heroes. I fashioned my armor, my habits, my life in imitation of them. I completed their trials, their feats. I am the greatest of them. I smile at her. I have read the tales of heroes. and I know how this will end. She turns, walking away under the cherry blossoms. As in all the tales of heroes, a nightingale sings.
Cool! I wonder how it will end. Anyway, thank you, Stephen the Nuclear Man, and good luck. Next up is... who is next? Is it Tom? Tom! But I don't see another episode of the Footnote podcast. I keep telling you to go to footnote.libsyn.com, but there's nothing there to greet you but the archives. Go through the archives. Go through the archives. Dig through there for a hint, a clue as to where the podcast is gone. Maybe there's a clue in this story by Tom.
Hello, Night People. This is Tom from The Footnote. This week, one of my secondary podcasts reaches 100 shows. It's a little program called MIDI, which is a weekly collection of 4 MIDI covers for your dining and dancing pleasure. It's located at midi.libsyn.com. Go over and download one file. No, not two. One. Yes, that's one file. Tonight's tale is entitled Out of Time. Ernesto was tempted to open the book, but he wasn't ready for that level of Pandoric possibility. Maria had no qualms about messing with the timeline. Look, it has your name inside the cover. Cervantes took a timid peek. Zounds! The author was Ernesto Erway. Maria's laughter echoed down the empty hallways. Looks like I'm a great-grandma. It's kind of comforting. No, it makes me dizzy, growled Ernesto, closing the cover without reading any of the passages. What's this? Said Maria, pointing at the writing on the wall. It's Quatermain's nightingale. Life in the sewers indeed, Alan.
Well, Tom, I guess we know where you've been, playing with MIDI files instead of exploring the myth of America. Perhaps you've admitted that there is an America and there is no myth.
Okay. Who remembers that song, No Myth? Who sung that thing? Whatever. Okay, thank you, Tom. Oh, whoa! Cool. The Stranded story? Still going. Still going. Terry from Quiet Time Podcast is keeping this sucker going. What is this? Chapter 9? Chapter 9? Chapter 9? Chapter 9? Chapter 9?
Hi, this is Terry T. from A Quiet Time Podcast, and here's my entry for this week's challenge. It's called Stranded, Part 9. Josh ran into the ship's med section. Using the last of his strength, he pressed his hand against a biometric scanner. The hatch opened. He quickly climbed into the Nightingale Mark IV. Careful not to shift the cloth that kept the blood from gushing out of his leg. It was foresight that Space Command included the automated med machine. Without it, he would be dead. It would take the Nightingale at least 2 weeks to regenerate the large chunk of flesh that was missing. Then he would take care of that little red beast that tried to eat him.
Thank you, Terry. You can check out more from Terry at QuietTimePodcast.com. As for the little red beast that tries to eat me all the time, I think he's cleaning himself by the fireplace. He was checking out his toes, and he got stuck outside last night. You know, it used to be that it was hard to do inventory of cats around here a few years ago. You know, you look around, you know, there's cats, whatever, close the door, boom, good night. Now there's only one cat, so you would think, Derek, can you make sure he comes inside? No. He gets stuck outside all the... And it's not that hard to get him back in. You just say, hey, come in here. Come on, buddy. Come on. Come on. And he just, you know, comes around. He's wandering and comes back inside. He's been good about that. But, well, sometimes he goes on a little late-night adventure. All right. Next up is Anima Zabalera. I know I got that right. I know I did. Here's Anima's story.
Hello, Lawrence. Amsel here, otherwise known as Anima Zabaleta, with my submission for Weekly Challenge 102, Nightingale. I hope everyone enjoys it. Le Rossignol. Le Rossignol was the best of the best cat burglars. He could be in and out of a building in seconds, never setting off an alarm. He never did it for monetary gain. No, it was always for singing. He'd intone Gregorian chants in marble bathrooms and trill arias on grand staircases. Once, he even broke into Cathedral Notre Dame to sing Mozart's Requiem by himself. However, Rossi lost an early morning challenge to Lecoq, who thought the Eiffel Tower should be his personal roost. Shamed, he jumped the big pond. Americanized, the Nightingale now busks in Grand Central Station.
Cool. Sound like sort of a mini documentary there. Gonna go to the History Channel and learn about these people. Neat. Thank you, Anima. Yay. Who's next? Oh, cool. It's Guy David. Oh, yes. Not only can you get Guy David's stuff at guydavid.com, but here, let me look this one up here. And, Guy. If you go to the61.com, you'll see a few of Guy David's tracks up there. Go to the61.com/isfullofcrap if you don't have a 61 account. And you can sign up through there, or you can just sign up through the main site. But I want your referral points. Give to me your referral points, young Jedi. And you can check out some... There are a lot of good tracks there with Guy and others. And there's a thing called Bump Bombs. Right now, they're only within Second Life, a group of, you know, Second Life musicians that are doing that. And, you know, I put the legalese at the beginning of this stupid thing if I ever refer to that freaking two-letter acronym. Not bitter at all. Not bitter at all. Not bitter at all. Anyway, you can check out some really good tracks there. And note, this podcast has the explicit tag. Because I said the word fuck. All right. I'm just going to play Guy's story and go off in the corner and meditate.
Note, the music in the story you are about to hear is not pod-safe. If you listen to it, the RIAA stormtroops might come knocking on your door, and they would go a-huffing and a-puffing, and they would bring your house down. נראות סיאם זיריך, דילים לאוד אקסל, ווס, לאו חבסיד מילת מזרח יבנס, מלאו נצר נזנך בשנה, יעד נע, שנלה שתלתי ולה נאות מחלו נערה. The record was spinning endlessly, caught in a groove. It was obvious she wasn't coming. He just sat there feeling like a fool. A sudden wave of anger swept over him. He was getting used to this. It has happened too many times. He got up swiftly, half knocking down his chair. He opened the door and left, slamming it behind him. He wasn't going to wait any longer. Behind him, the chair fell over the table that held the old-fashioned gramophone, and the stylus jumped over. The voice of Julie Cruz singing The Nightingale filled the room again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Guy David. And remember, if you're in Texas and a non-law enforcement semi-authority attempts to kick in your door, you have the right, through the Castle Law, to use deadly force to protect your life and property. You can check out more from Guy David at GuyDavid.com. Yay! All right, who's next? Who's next? Who's next? Come on, raise your hand. Raise your hand. I know you're hiding around there. Oh, it's Craig from Wash the Bowl at WashTheBowl.com, a daily dose of 100-word stories. Isn't that great? There's more. So if I go nuts, or if, say, some non-law enforcement semi-authority tries to kick in my door and I shoot them and kill them, and, like, some stupid judge decides, you know, that wasn't a nice thing to do, well, you'll at least still have a dose of 100-word stories through Craig at Wash the Bowl. Here's one right now.
Hi, everyone. This is Craig at WashTheBowl.com with my weekly entry in the 100-word challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. This week's entry is entitled Nightingale Floor, and I'm convinced my mind has been invaded by either Lowe's or Home Depot, and I'm channeling for one of those. Maybe I'm just shilling for one of those. Enjoy. Some years ago, while reading Architectural Digest, I saw reference to Nightingale floors, but no accompanying definition, and promptly forgot about it. Later, while laying the floor in our mountain cabin, I was amazed to find that the boards had unique and nuanced sounds as they rubbed against each other. With a bit of ingenuity in fastening the wood, you can create a magical, ongoing conversation with the house. Going room to room at times seems like dancing on a xylophone. You skate from board to board, creating warm, enticing tones that will resonate in your memory forever.
Yay! Thank you, Craig. And remember, you can check out Craig's stories every day at WashTheBowl.com. I've even added a thing on the sidebar there because, well, this is just one 100-word story podcast site. And as others start to create them, I should open my doors and open my sidebar to them. In fact, I really ought to have a sidebar just with a link to everyone who's ever participated in here. So if you're listening still at this point, just send me a note saying, put my link here in the subject. Put that there. And I will start building up a section in the sidebar of just collecting up all the links from anyone who's ever sent them in. And we'll see. We'll see, one, who's still listening. And two, hey, it's not shameless. It's my way of saying thank you, but I'm too lazy to collect them up myself. And it's not a matter of busy. I'm just like, you know, when you're obsessive compulsive in some ways, you just, you know, oh my god, I gotta put that there and that gotta go there and I can't sleep and I gotta do this and I'm gonna dream about it, and if I dream about it I'm gonna feel just exhausted, so I might as well get it done. Next up is the, whoa, oh my god, it's Terrence from Never Was. He's back. Oh wow, I wonder what brought him back. Maybe there's a pie. Did someone bake a pie? Oh, okay. Well, here's Terrence from Never Was, but I'm sure you're going to enjoy.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast. Yes, I'm back. I didn't fall off the edge of the world or anything like that. And no, Lawrence, I'm not a rookie. Yes, I'm back and picking up where I left off with another story about Raoul. I've been listening to the challenges, and I'm really happy to see that other people are starting to follow suit and continue stories week to week. I think it adds an interesting and challenging aspect. And with that, here is my story for the 102nd weekly challenge, Nightingale, entitled The Nightingale and Raoul. Long shadows fell across the wither hunch as Raoul looked across the vast landscape. A grassy meadow with the occasional tree spread out before him. He stood under one such tree. The wither hunch had found safety next to a good-sized rock. Raoul loved the night, watching the dark shadows dancing. A soft song rose, starting from his right and spreading out across the land. He heard a loving sigh in the distance. Raoul reached up, picking the nightingale off the branch. He looked deep into its eyes and it sang to him as he squeezed the life from it.
Bye.
I missed that last bit so much all this time, but I'm glad you're back, Terrence. You can check out more from Terrence McLean. I believe it's mcleanweb.ca/neverwas. But check the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com just to make sure that I'm not misremembering it, or if I'm just pulling a bunch of letters out of my butt. Yeah, I remember the days when I used to do something really disgusting with alphabet soup. I'd ask your mother. All right, next up is Planet X-Ray. That's right, and there is a planetxpodcast.com, and I need to get off my butt and post a feed of that in the sidebar, because whenever there's a new storytelling podcast that does 100 words, I'm going to get it in there. I'm going to put it in there. So when it's 100 words, and that's your thing, let's come together right now over me. So here we go with Planet X-Ray.
Hi, this is Planet X-Ray, and here's my entry for the weekly challenge, number 102, Nightingales. Jack gazed dreamingly at the singing woman on the stage. He could understand why the theater had billed them as the Nightingale Sisters. Their voices were as beautiful as any real nightingale could sing. They were also the loveliest ladies Jack had seen in a long time. Jack was going to enjoy this evening. He had sent them a red rose and a promise to dance until dawn. They had all accepted his invitation, eager to dance so lightly across the floor in their gay dresses to the sounds of the stringed instruments, to be merry until the next dawn. But Jack had darker plans, as the sharp blades in his pockets would attest. By dawn, the nightingales would no longer sing, but croak instead, and the rose he had given them wouldn't be the only thing running red. And the nightingales sang on. Hi, this is Planet X-Ray. If you like short stories, stop by our website at planetxpodcast.com for short stories in 3 minutes or less.
Yes. Oh, thank you very much, Planet X-Ray. And remember, be careful out there. Next up is Sojant Harup of SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman. Now, remember, I said the legalese at the beginning, so every time I say that two-letter acronym,
I'm not trying to fool you into thinking that I'm a part of this Linden Lab thing. No, I'm just some ordinary schmuck, sitting at a computer, looking out the window longingly, thinking, is it sunny out? Yes, it is. It's beautiful. And it's also always sunny at Philadelphia, as the TV series says. But I'm not a part of that. No, I'm just making references. So take your aspirin, Xerox this up, and blow your nose with a Kleenex. Because here comes Sojant Harup.
Hello, this is Sojant Harup, and I am back with my entry for 100-word story, weekly challenge number 102. The topic is Nightingale. It's after midnight, and I can't sleep. I mustn't sleep. If I sleep, they will find me, and then... No, I can't think of that. I cautiously move through the dark forest. I hear the song of a nightingale in the distance, and a feeling of dread comes over me. Is it really a nightingale, or is it a signal from one of them? I look around nervously. Two wizened little men approach a motionless form on the ground. One of them pokes it with a stick and snorts, "Sleeping, eh?" The song of a nightingale fills the forest.
Poke it with a stick! Poke it with a stick! I love that phrase. Poke it with a stick! Hey, is pokeitwithastick.com taken? Here, let's check. Poke it with a stick. No, not strick. Stick.com. Aw, someone owns pokeitwithastick.com. Damn it. All right, well, thank you very much, Sojant. You can check out Sojant's site at SL Adventures of a Southern Gentleman. Look it up. Look up that entire phrase. You'll find it at Blogspot. It's also linked in the show notes. Oh, my God. Is he back? Is he back? Oh, my God. It's the world-famous Will Ross of 118 Migration, Traveling Adventures of a something, and also the Barfly podcast. And Smart Bomb Radio. Yeah. All sorts of places. Oh, and also that infamous Pickle Tales where, you know, kind of, you know, what, stripper glitter. So check out all those. 118 Migration. I've read for that, and I think I've got a part coming up in this upcoming episode or not. I'm not sure. I never can quite tell. Also, he does stuff within, he's also been a part of all the various freaking places. I'm just going to stop kissing his ass. And here's his freaking story.
Joining the Choir Invisible by Will Ross. Gail Winters. They called her Nightingale, the stripper who could sing. Tonight I just call her the victim.
Hey, get your fucking feet off my crime scene.
Sorry. We've been here before, righteous, but sorry, if you tell my wife that, I'll deny it. The station boys visit after work, drink a beer, and watch her dance. She'll sing My Funny Valentine or Fever before she strips down to her dainties and hustles the rubes. Tonight she's in a pool of O positive, all because she tried to break up a fight and took a beer bottle behind the ear for her trouble. Station boys aren't happy. Killer's in for a rough night.
Yeah! Oh, that's a good one. That one's got the noir to it, the immersion factor. Sweet! Thank you, Will, and welcome back. You can check out more from Will Ross, I think, at 118 Migration. All sorts of places out there. Look at the show notes, I'll have something linked. And then, you know, Barfly and all that. By the way, Barfly? It's not Barfly, it's Barfly. I remember when I first saw the movie Barfly. Barfly? What? Huh? How do you do something Barfly? No. It's Barfly. I guess this leaves us with just one more story for the week. And we all know who that's going to be.
Unless you chuckleheads wind up voting this nitwit to be the best of the week, he always comes last for some reason. Now, it has nothing to do with the fact that, say, I might produce this show and get all the way to the end and realize, oh, crap, I've been writing stories all week, and now I've got to do one for this one. Oh, shit, what was the topic again? No, it's because I want you all to be featured first, and then let this numbnuts come later. So, here we go with the numbnuts of the hour, Planet Z.
Y'all know Colonel Harlan Sanders, but what about Lieutenant Yancey Ottercott? Two reasons why, son. You weren't talented with a pressure cooker as his neighbor, and one day while cooking up a bird, the lid blew off and stove in his full skull. The other reason was that he weren't cooking up chicken. He was frying up nightingale. Didn't bother plucking him. Left the feathers right on, dipped and breaded those suckers whole. Crunchy, sure, but Harlan's chicken couldn't be beat. As for the mashed potatoes, well, Harlan swiped that recipe from Yancey. Not that he'd be needing it anymore.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories about Nightingale. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. That takes place on podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Go to the show notes, and you'll see a little ballot. Pick out your favorite stories from this week, and the winner will choose the topic of the next one. See how that works? Just end this series, and then one day it'll all make sense. You can also subscribe to this podcast RSS feed on that site. One-click subscribe in iTunes, podcast ready. And you can also check in the sidebar. I've got a few other podcasts building up there from others that do storytelling. And if you want to have your podcast there on the sidebar and you're a contributor, let me know. Send me an email with, I want to be in the sidebar as the subject line or something. So put it in all caps. So I realize, okay, because I'm kind of stupid. The music for the opening and closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, there'll be another one of these weekly challenges. I'm going to post the topic in a little bit. Thank you once again for listening, and, as always, keep it brief. Closing.